What's up, everybody? Today I talk about patience, my comedy career, and pizza. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the second episode of the Matthew Jafrida Show. Super excited to kick this one off. Second show, we're talking about patience today and answer some fan questions, like usual. Usual, I say as if I've been doing this forever, but it's only the second show. Mug of the day. Got the cafe latte mug. Two fun facts. This is the first mug that I ever received. It makes a lot of milk in my coffee, so it kind of fit the drink inside. And second is that my girlfriend has the exact same mug. So that's what's up. And inside, I'm drinking some ice cold water right there. Patience. Why are we talking about this? I love patience. I love the topic of patience. And one of the reasons why I'm making this a second episode is because this past week on my live show on Instagram, someone kind of mentioned patience is killer. And I was kind of like, no, and I addressed a little bit on the live show, but I do other stuff there. So I really want to address that here. Patience is important. I've got a lot of it. It's important to have patience, and just like it goes with a lot of other things. So motivation, confidence, dedication, and being comfortable with what you're doing and knowing that things are going to work out in the end. Because when you don't have patience and you try to rush things and you try to push things, you make mistakes, you skip opportunities, you miss opportunities, and that's the killer in the end, right? Like, in terms of myself and Instagram and my goal of becoming an actor and, like, maybe not comedian, but actor in general, I'm patient because I'm confident in my work, I'm confident in what I'm producing. And eventually, stuff is gonna pick up, right? So, I mean, when I first started, you know, with like 300-400 followers, and I'm posting 4 videos a day, different characters, and like changing outfits like 8 times a day, like it was a lot of work, right? And I had patience, is what I had, a dedication for sure, but patience, saying, you know what, this is gonna pay off in the end. And within the first, 8-9 months of doing Instagram, I ended the year with slightly over 12,000 followers, which I had never expected. I knew eventually I would get there, but not in that short amount of time. So patience, and that's one thing about patience, that when you have it, it allows you to focus on your work, on whatever you're doing, right? You know, you want to be whatever it is, a lawyer, you want to be a doctor. It's like, you know what, I'm going to get there eventually. That's my goal. I'm patient for it. It's going to take the time it takes, but it lets you focus on whatever you're doing at that time, right? I'm sorry if this topic is like a little boring for some people, but it's fucking important. Like, whatever it is, you know, it's like, not only does like patience revolve around that, but also like in terms of delayed gratification, it's the same thing. If you guys don't know what delayed gratification is, it's basically, the feeling you get when you wait, a long time to get something. So if your goal is to get that fancy car, or your goal is to get, whatever it is, your first job or whatever, and like the more you wait, not really your first job. I mean, yeah, it could be your first, it could be anything really. So as long as, like, the longer you wait, the better the feeling is gonna be once you get it, right? So it's like if a new phone comes out and you buy it right away, well, it's like, well, great, like I bought it right away and that's it. But if you wait a month and you work hard at it and then kind of save up, and if like, you wait, see everybody around you getting it, and you're like, I can't wait till I get it. When you actually get it, it's kind of like, oh wow, I waited so long for this. So yeah, like that's what patience kind of does, and it's extremely important in everything. And for people who say like, oh, you know what, patience, like you're gonna wait too long and you're gonna miss the opportunity. No, it allows you to focus on what's around you at the time being, right? Now again, you can't be too patient, right? You can't just be like, well, it's okay, you know, like I'm gonna be an actor when I'm like 97, so it's fine. Like I do have certain goals and time periods that I wanna, you know, like to kind of start this show. I had wanted to start the show for a couple months, right? And I kind of waited. I said, you know, when the time is right, it's going to happen. But then I kind of figured, you know what? When the new year starts, I'm going to jump on this show. And I did. And I'm like, you know what? It's a long time coming. Super excited doing this. And yeah, so that's what patience is. Like, you got to have it in everything. And that's where I think that is at. So let's move on to some fan questions. Again, these questions are from a while back on Instagram. I beg you guys to send me whatever questions you guys have. So if it's about myself, it's about the work I do, it's about a character, it's about life in general or whatever, don't worry about it. Like, just send me the questions. I really want to engage with you guys. And the comments, always love comments, answer them all. So get on that. So the first question is from Benjamin Brami, if I hope I said that right. And the guy asked a simple question, fun question. What is the best pizza in Montreal? Myself, I haven't been to many pizza places, really. But if I'm going to have to choose one, I'm going to have to say Da Bologna. Da Bologna in Montreal North. Fantastic place for submarines especially, but they make some really, really, really good pizzas as well. Anyone really, I'm a meat lover guy, so anything with meat is really gonna make me happy at the end of the day. So that's that. Best pizza in Montreal, I'm gonna have to say Da Bologna. So, but if you guys have something else, another place, comment down below, let me know and I'll try it out. Second question comes from Mariana Potenza. And she says, do you want to do anything else other than comedy in your life? I want to become an actor. That is my goal. Or like a radio show host or something where I can talk, engage with people and make people like feel happy, sad, anything really. Like kind of like be the entertainment for people is really what I want to do. Comedy comes easy to me. So that's why I do it on Instagram. I do have some comedy shows coming up, some stand-up. Is that my main goal? It isn't. But again, I haven't done it yet, so I'm not closing any doors. And again, back to the topic of the video, I'm patient. So we'll see what comes. And that's that. So in terms of comedy, like, it's not the only thing I want to do. I'd like to have multiple streams of income. That's another opportunity. But you know, I've dabbled in like some modeling and stuff. So I mean, I'm open to anything really. So that's the answer for that. Thank you for that, Mariana. And the last question comes from Dante Piccolo. How did you get the idea of starting an Instagram account? So back when I first started it and made my decision to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to become an actor, I said, why should I wait until I find an agent? Why should I wait until I get my big break? We have the internet now where I can put myself out there and just show people what I can do and be an actor on a smaller scale or on a bigger scale or whatever it has to be. So I said, you know what, online is the way to go. Open up an Instagram page, minute skits. Other people were doing it, and I said, you know what, I can do this too, and it's going to be a good factor to gauge if I'm doing the right thing or not. So that's what I did. And you know what, we'll save this for another video, but on a little note, anything online, you guys got to get on that Instagram account. It's not only for your personal page, I have a personal page, but then I also have like the business side of it, which I'm most probably just going to combine at this point. But if there's something you guys like, video games, fucking whatever it is, mugs, flowers, and notebooks, whatever the hell, like get like go online and start an Instagram page, YouTube channel, whatever it is. I'll go into detail on that, but online is where the shit is happening. All right. So guys, look, three questions. We spoke about patience a little bit. I'm not too sure how long this video came out to, but I had a blast filming it, doing it. And as always, let me know what you guys think. Your comments down below. I do have a question of the day. No one answered. Did anyone answer the last question of the day? I don't think anyone answered the last question of the day. I think one person did on the last one. So I need more answers. God damn it. Get in on that, guys. Come on. So the question of the day is, are you guys patient? I'm genuinely curious. And if you guys are, when has patience like ever brought fruits to the... Is that the word? When has patience ever worked out for you? When have you been patient and said and actually got the thing you were being patient about? That's the question. So are you patient? And if you are, when has patience brought you that success, we'll say? So comment down below. Let me know about that. I'm genuinely interested. Thank you guys for watching the second episode or listening, if you're listening on the podcast. And that's now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, which is really cool. So yeah, thank you guys for watching, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care. Bye.